We pray. Heavenly Father, give us ears to hear, a mind to understand, hearts to believe all that you say. Do this for Jesus' sake. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, when I entered room 120, I saw a couple of scraps of paper lying on the floor. As I picked them up, I noticed that one was folded a couple of times, so I unfolded it and found this. Why the hell don't you need me like I need you? Why are you so far above me? Well, after some inquiry, I was told that these were lyrics from a song by Taylor Swift. Okay. But why would this be found on a sticky note in a classroom, an ILC? Trying to find out some more about the song, I saw a video with someone singing, and Taylor Swift was putting up sticky notes. Was that it? Was it an imitation? Why would a child of God want to imitate something like that? Then I thought about the Eighth Commandment and considered the possibility that someone had written this down in order to show what ungodly lyrics look like. Maybe this was the reason. Maybe not. Why the hell? What does that mean? I'm sure that it does not mean, why is there a hell? It must mean, what good reason is there to explain why you don't need me the way I need you? Well, why bring hell into the picture? Why the hell? What the hell? The hell you say? Oh, hell? The use of the word hell as an exclamatory remark is widespread. Why do you think that is? Hell is not the only Bible word that is used in this way. It's very common to hear the exclamation, and I've heard it here, "Oh my God!" Or to hear people say, "Jesus Christ," when they are suddenly upset by something or become angry. But why? Fear. Fear, hatred. People are afraid of God. They're afraid of hell. What they want to do is they want to take these words that represent their fear and make them into words that aren't so frightening anymore. The Bible uses the word profane. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. To profane something is to make it common. The name of God is holy. It is set apart from all other names. It is exalted far above the commonplace. The name of Jesus is the name, the only name, by which we must be saved. So the only reason that a man could or might use the name of God or Lord or Jesus as some kind of a punctuation mark because he wants to drag these names down from their high and holy place and make them as commonplace as an exclamation mark. The more you drag the name of God down, the more you convince yourself that it's just common, there's nothing to fear. And the same holds true for the word hell. Hell is the most fearful place there is. Jesus calls it a place of outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Since hell is removed entirely from the presence of God, and he is the source of light, it is a place of darkness. There is no light. Can you imagine everlasting darkness? Have you ever suffered overnight? The night seems to last forever. Hell is a place of weeping. Weeping because there's no hope. There's no light at the end of that endless tunnel of despair and suffering. The gnashing of teeth is because of this agony. Have you ever been in pain so that you just clench your teeth and even grind them together? For those in hell, this goes on forever. No escape. Forever caught in the abyss of agony, in the eternal lake of black fire. Who wouldn't be afraid? Who wouldn't desire to blot out of their minds this image of horror? There's two ways to do it. The one I've already mentioned. Turn the word hell into a punctuation mark, an exclamation point. Make it so common that you forget what it really stands for. Or, look away from hell, look to Jesus. Jesus, who actually did suffer this agony and did it for you and me. Think of those 3 hours of darkness upon the cross. Jesus was suspended between earth and heaven. The God of light had turned his back on his Son, depriving him of all that could be called good, leaving nothing but the darkness and the shame and the horror and the agony. Jesus endured this punishment, not just for one or two people, not just for 1 or 2 million, but for everybody. You look to Jesus, and there's nothing to fear anymore. You have been redeemed, saved from that condemnation. What greater reason can we have for keeping hell real? We want to know what Jesus suffered for us. It was not just a punctuation mark. We want to be sure that there is nothing left for us to suffer. And there is nothing. The price has been fully paid. Hell is a terrible and terrifying place, and let's keep it that way. How much sweeter is our love for Jesus when we understand the extent to which he would go, to which he went, in order to have us with him forever in heaven, in the eternal light of glory, in the abode of unending righteousness, love, peace, and joy. Then our mouths will be filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it will be said, the Lord has done great things for us. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Hymn 192, verse 4 and verse 6.